flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm going to squeeze a few minutes out of Brian Baldinger. He's about to hop on another station, but we were just talking about Jaden Daniels, and we'd be remiss if we went to Radio Row and we didn't get to chop it up with our guy Baldy for a couple of minutes, who's making the rounds. How you been, sir? Good to
Brent,
see you.
Brent, I'm doing good, man. I mean, I really actually love doing this. I get a chance to talk to different cities, different markets, talk football, have some fun, cut it up. You know, it's part of we're in the entertainment business. We're here to entertain, so I'm about all of it.
Danny's back in our studio, so you'll hear from him here in a moment. But we were just talking about Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, that marriage. Kingsbury's got himself a pretty good situation. We were worried all year he might leave. Not only did he not leave, it seems like, you know, this is a spot where he may want to hang out for a little while.
Well, I think it's very similar to what we saw from Ben Johnson, you know, in Detroit, and he didn't want to leave, even for Washington. But I know Cliff pretty good. I did Big 12 games for a long time. Was in Lubbock a number of different times when he was out there as a head coach. And when you get a Patrick Mahomes, you get a Jaden Daniels, you get a chance to work with these guys. It makes coming to work a lot of fun. And Cliff's been a head coach. He knows, you know, what you don't get a chance to do all the coaching that you want. You know, you're sharing your responsibilities, a lot of different things, the head coach. But you can really put your efforts into a kid, and I say kid, into Jaden, and really grow with them. You know, and look, I don't know if anybody in this whole industry has more quarterbacks to their credits than does Cliff. You know, whether it's Caleb or whether it's, you know, a Johnny Football, whatever. I mean, he's been around all these guys. And so I think he recognizes just the special talent that he has.
Baldy, what did you see in terms of evolution during the season from Kingsbury in this offense, right? Kind of saying, hey, they hit that little lull. They lost three straight. You know, much is made. Idiots like me can notice, hey, Tamra Corns are on the left side every time. Well, you start to see him move around. But give me some of that evolution where you feel like maybe Cliff matured and kind of, you know, made some adjustments on the fly here to keep that group rolling.
Well, the one thing that stood out all year, really from the very beginning in that first game against Tampa, was Jaden Daniels called the whole offense at the line of scrimmage. Like, he was able to get guys lined up. He called it in shotgun. You know, the run game was strong. We saw, I mean, Jeremy McNichols has been on 8 different teams in this league. He had never scored a touchdown until he came to Washington. They took whatever it took, you know, in order to, you know, create the balance that he wanted, to put the quarterback in situation. When they lost the three games, I mean, you know, he got hurt against Carolina. You know, he was banged up pretty good, but he came back and you beat Chicago in that Hail Mary. But, I mean, I don't know if you could pinpoint one thing, but we saw a couple of things. We saw McLaurin was their deep threat. Like, they got the ball to him. Zach Ertz got better as the season went on. We saw Deami Brown really flourish. You know, down the stretch in the playoffs. So I felt like the ball got spread around to more guys as the season went on.
I don't need to introduce you to Mark Schlereth. Brian Baldinger and Schlereth probably know each other very well from their days banging heads and then playing in the media. But Danny's back in our studio, Mark.
Okay.
You've been on with us many times. I'm Grant Paulson. You're on in D.C. So welcome aboard. We're gushing over the 2024 Commanders at this point. There was a fan renaissance this year in D.C., and you know all about the market as a champion with the Redskins.
And there's no question about it. Great market. And they've always been, you know, in my time and before my time, this crown jewel. And obviously, that hasn't been the case. It hasn't been the case in a long time. And to see that instantly turn over and instantly come back to that crown jewel aspect of what they were as a franchise, to watch Dan Quinn do what Dan Quinn does, to watch Jaden Daniels just go off on, I mean, it's just so cool.
Mark, I know it from a different standpoint. You know, when I was playing in Dallas, and you go to RFK, I lost an NFC Championship game at RFK. And I heard that stupid song, Mark, Hail to the Redskins.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it still rings in my head sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, that was my shot to get to a Super Bowl. Man.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, like the Hogs and Theismann and, you know, King
and that,
Joe.
And that stadium rock and RFK, sloppy field. I mean, the whole nine
yards. The stadium shook, Mark.
Right, yeah,
We couldn't even fit the whole team in a locker room.
Yeah.
We're, like, changing in the hallways. Like, you know, I mean, I saw it from a different standpoint. So, yes, to see some semblance of those days coming back, it's good for the league.
Yeah.
It's good for the division. It's good for Washington.
It really is. And it's great, you know, when you see, like, all the issue, and we always talk about culture, and we always talk about doing the things, and Dan Quinn always talks about, hey, man, I've got non-negotiables, right? There's things we are going to do, and he is one of those guys that's connected, that's totally relational as any coach in this league. But at the same time, he put his foot down. And I always talk about, hey, you got to have that fear, as in biblical fear, awesome respect. Mm-hmm. But you damn well better have fear. Like, hey, man, he'll cut my ass if I don't do what he's asking me to do. And he has that kind of respect. And then Jaden Daniels, man, is like, that kid is. I always say, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional. That kid's a professional freaking football player. Like, that kid is the first guy in the building. He's on that virtual reality thing 3 hours a day. He's not playing video games, man. He's playing football. Like, he's going through, and they ratchet it up. I had it on.
Yeah.
When I called the game, I
had
it on.
No, they can speed it up, Mark.
They speed it up to like 1.5 times, 2 times. So he's, I mean, it's they're spitting out because Cliff Kingsbury calls the plays in there. So you put it on, you hear the play call, right? You know, oh, it's motion. We're in a 3-by-1. Now we're going to motion to a 2-by-2, and we're running. And you go through it, man, and I put it on, man. I was completing passes. Like, I think I might could play quarterback. I was awesome on that virtual reality. You should have seen me.
I know we only have about a minute or two left, but I want to get a quick thought from you guys on the division. Rivalries just gone to the extent that they were when you guys played in the East because of player movement, or is there something else? I mean, is there ever going to be anything like that again?
Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to get to that those days.
Because, I mean, those teams didn't like each other.
No.
Right there, like.
No, but I remember, you know, when I was in Dallas, we had this off-season basketball team, and I remember picking up 12 Redskins at DFW in a yellow school bus, and 24 of us barnstorming the state of Texas and playing basketball games and drinking beers with each other, you know, all night long, and becoming best friends.
That's
and then
cool.
Going out there in RFK and trying to knock each other out. So, I mean, it's different today than it was, but, you know, I think, you know, Dallas is still Washington's chief rival in this industry.
I love just the hatred. Like, I loved it. I went in the off season with a bunch of guys, and we were at Universal Studio, and we're walking down one side of the street, and there was a bunch of Cowboys on the other side of the street, and we didn't cross the street. We just looked at each other and gave them the, like, hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was off season. Nobody crossed the street. I know who they are.
Yeah.
And they knew who we were, and we're just like, hey, man, what's going on? And we just kept walking.
That's awesome.
Like, nobody came across, go, hey, man, it's great to see you. There wasn't that kind of love. But, yeah, that the whole barnstorming basketball thing, guys, it's cool. And when you get together, man, it is awesome. But there was a level of respect and a level of hatred. And I'll tell you the other thing. It was a different league. Like, so when we ran a screen, like, if you're running, you're the peelback player, and you're trying to knock a defense. I mean, you're trying to knock a defensive
I was throwing the blade out there, Mark, every chance I got.
Every time.
I was reverse roll blocking any single force that came at me.
And it was one of those things, like, when we threw a pick, I knew somebody's going to try to clean my clock.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to try to kill
me. That's when you put your head on a swivel.
Right, and if you didn't, like, I'd lose respect for you if you didn't try to knock me out. I'm like, yeah, come on, man. You can't go soft on us here.
Baldy,
so it's just different.
We appreciate you. Mark, tell us what made the conversation possible.
You're talking about the stunner. I get so involved.
Well, you were locked in.
Right.
I love it.
No. Hey, man,
ball.
I just want to tell you about the Quick Stun app.
Your guys
great app, all sports, all the time. You want to create content. You want to give your take, post your video, or you want to create your own radio show, your own TV show on the Stun app. You can do that. All sports, they monitor really well. So it's all about the sports, and you can create that. You can monetize it. It's an awesome opportunity. So it's the Stun app. Check it out.
That was a pleasure getting to hear you guys chop it up.
That's cool.
That was fun. Thank you for stopping through.
My pleasure, man. Be well, guys.
You too.
See
Mark Schlereth, of course.